Today, we're going to create the possibility for you to live life a little less stressed and learn about the role of the instinctual brain, which is your reptilian brain, the central nervous system, the adrenals, and the first and third chakras. These four elements form an energetic bond, this diamond connection formed from the center of the brain to mid-body points at the twin adrenal glands, touching in at the third chakra, and then down to the perineum or root chakra. Starting at the top, in the center of the head, we have the reptilian or first brain. It is involved with the instinctual responses. There are so many triggers for the instinctual brain. Imagine walking along on a nature hike, observing the behaviors of a little lizard. When it notices your presence, it quickly darts off, running from the dangers of life. And when you think about the life of a little lizard, life is truly full of dangers. It has no reasoning power. It is just responsive and then the action. Our instinctual brain was formed in us to keep us safe. This brain is the one young folks use when they're playing video games. It is not intelligence that improves with video games, but the lowest aspect of the lowest brain. For young people who are very involved with this activity, researchers are noticing a very distressing diminishment of higher brain function and reduced magical or fourth brain activity. It is actually felt now that the underprivileged children who are living out in the country and have no access to technology are the only young folks that are maintaining their full brain function. The estimate of brain function reduction is startling. Some are reporting 30% reduction in brain function, losing the ability to smell and hear sounds that occur in nature. From this brain chemistry, the signals are sent out to cause reactivity. Dropping down to the mid-region of the diamond, we come to the adrenals and third chakra, the operations center and power plant for the body. Are the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the control center for the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. Our adrenals are so amazing. They direct the flow and life force energy and distribution in the body related to the outer circumstances of our environment. They are keenly related to our brainstem, the first brain, our instinctual brain, and to both the root chakra, which is the base of the spine or perineum, and the third chakra, which directs our will and ability to manifest in the physical world. Our adrenals are truly in need of resetting for this era. We were perfectly attuned for our caveman experience as they responded to stress. If a grizzly bear were chasing us, our adrenals would kick in and shoot all our energy to our outer extremities. Men would grab their clubs and club away, while the women would grab the children and run like crazy. That was the function back then. And we would use those glands for escaping life and death dangers several times a month. In our present day, we have cars and computers and schedules. Beeping alarms, whether from a computer, cell phone, or a backing dump truck, will trigger the adrenals on, bringing you into the instinctual brain. In this brain, you are ready to flee and to protect. Chemicals like cortisol and adrenaline get kicked into the system. The cortisol will help you maintain weight if you have to run from a grizzly bear for 3 days. How many of you need the extra weight so that you can run for 3 days? Not so good in this day and age. Action movies give you the adrenaline rush. Oh yeah, so your adrenals were never actually meant to be on as much as they are these days, and we actually enjoy the rush of the adrenals while watching a high-speed action chase of like James Bond or the 007 hero super cool movies. And I'm not saying that enjoying some natural chemistry is a bad thing, but the stress hormones are the number one culprit for the body breaking down. My interest in the maintaining healthy, vibrant adrenals comes from personal breakdown and recovery. 5 years ago, I met and became involved with a Japanese-American pediatrician. His face was the shape of the Buddha, yet he was a slim fellow. Dr. Y had many excellent qualities, and our romantic life moved quickly. We occasionally were experiencing stress in the relationship, so after spending several months together, he began joining me at Sunday morning for worship at Grace Cathedral. One of the difficult, really difficult Sunday mornings, he came with me to Grace Cathedral. And after the service, he walked up with me to the altar and really did surprise me. He knelt down, reaching in his pocket, and he pulled out, you guessed it, a giant diamond. His proposal went something like this. I know I'm always stressed out and I haven't made things easier for us, but if you will marry me, I know I will do better. I know, I just know I can make you happy. I stood there a bit like a deer in headlights. We had come through a difficult week and I was actually thinking along the lines of moving away from the relationship, but after a very long, uncomfortable pause, I said, yes. Our relationship did not blossom. He was demanding and his emotional body was run ragged all the time. It felt like he wanted to consume me. He wanted every second with me. He wanted to process all his fears and all his anger. Well, you guys who know me know I am a delicate flower. Living under the daily siege of intense unhappiness and a livid partner took a tremendous toll on my body. While I wasn't part of the distress, in other words, I didn't do the dance, like I didn't go into the arena of arguments and fights, I did feel the intensity of the ongoing rage in my partner's body. My serenity and peace actually caused a kind of constant irritation to him. He once confided, I'm extremely jealous of your spiritual abilities. The ongoing grating on my nervous system and the high alert state of my adrenals experienced around Dr. Y eventually caused my adrenals to flatline. There were actually days when I could not get up. I would finally emerge from bed at 5 p.m., to be up for 4 hours and to return back to bed for more rest. Well, needless to say, the relationship took its next step, which was for us to separate and call the marriage off. My recovery from complete adrenal failure took 2 years. I found some excellent resources, including a fact-filled book, Adrenal Fatigue, The 21st Century Stress Syndrome, by Dr. James Wilson. I healed myself completely in my garden, bringing the light of God into my cells. These are the techniques I now teach in the cellular regeneration program, activating the stem cells. You can find out about the home study course by going to my webpage, juliereneh.com/products, and click on Regeneration Home Study Course for further information. Relaxed adrenals mean the nervous system is in its relaxed state. This is the parasympathetic state where we heal and regenerate. It's one of the reasons meditators look 10 years younger than their peers. They have set themselves at regeneration state for periods of time every single day. The adrenals in the stressed state throw you into the sympathetic system. You are on edge, heightened senses, ready to run. Over time, the adrenals, if constantly on, will grow dim or even burn out. This is why it is so vital to clear and relax the adrenals every day. Things that run the adrenals down include chemicals like coffee and tobacco, life stressors like difficult relationships, an unpleasant work environment, and alarms and beeping noises, as well as jackhammers and grating noises. Just imagine every time your cell phone, your computer, or the backing FedEx truck starts beeping, how many times a day would that be for you? Every time technology beeps at your adrenals turn on. Since they were only meant to come on when danger appeared, like the saber-toothed tiger, we now have a very confused body. Let's make a modest guess of these noises affecting your body maybe 50 times a day. 50 times a day, you are experiencing your adrenals coming on, maybe having a blast of adrenaline and cortisol. Something to think about. In addition to clearing your adrenals every day, there are some supplements and foods you can take to support your adrenals healing themselves. The company Neuroscience offers saliva testing for cortisol levels. You spit in a little vial, collect 4 samples over the period of a day, stick them in your freezer, and fill out a form. From these little 4 vials, you send them off to the lab. They can evaluate your adrenal situation and give you a pretty accurate picture of how your little glands are doing. If the tests show your cortisol levels elevated, the report will recommend a neurotransmitter support called Adricor. I can also do this evaluation as a medical intuit, so we would do a reading on your adrenals. Folks who need Adricor have a serious case of adrenal fatigue. I have a product from Energetics I routinely register as good for my clients who are in the overused and tired category, but haven't gone into the more serious aspects of adrenal fatigue. This product is called AdriPath. It's a homeopathic support that comes in a liquid and is taken in a dropper under the tongue. Licorice tea and authentic licorice are so good for the adrenals, as well as chamomile tea and ester C. There are other supports. Raw glandulars of adrenal gland from cattle or hogs is actually sold in the health food stores, and some of the stress relief products promote adrenal health. How do you know if your adrenals are affected by stress and fatigue? Number 1, sleep patterns lagging from 2 or 3 in the afternoon to 7 or 8 p.m., and then with a rally and a second wind, maybe into 11 or 12 at night. Waking at 1 and at 3 or 4 a.m. is a definite sign of adrenal fatigue. Push your thumb into your arm and then look for the impression. For someone who has strained adrenals, the impression will stay for more than 30 seconds. So you'll sort of have a halo, like a green halo, that shows up on your arm, and it'll stay there for quite a while. Number 3, focus. The eyes come into focus very, very slowly with adrenal fatigue. Number 4, you could have a mid-backache around waist level. And number 5, putting weight on around the waist is typically a sign of too much cortisol, which is the adrenals turning on and kicking out the stress hormone, packing on layers of protective fat. To complete the diamond, we drop down to the first chakra, which is our survival center. Often, when the adrenals are diminished, the chakras are not on and functioning, and sometimes I find parts of them actually missing. So let's review for you who might not be so familiar with the energy body what a chakra is. The first and seventh chakras are on, and they're one complete upward or downward facing conical energy source. So we're thinking about the seventh chakra comes off the top of the head. It's called the crown chakra. And it's shaped kind of like a waffle ice cream cone, a big ice cream cone. And then it has a spinning disc at the top of it. And so you have that one kind of spouting right out the top of your head. And the opposite is true for the first chakra, which starts at the perineum and goes down to about midway down the leg. And it's also conical and has a disc spinning, you know, 6-7 inches down. And that's at the larger end, so at the end that's farthest away from the body. Now, the third chakra, which we're going to be talking about, is also conical shaped and extends both out the front of the body an inch or two above the belly button. So you have this like ice cream cone sticking out the front, and you also have it directly out the back, conical shaped out the back. At the end of the cone are spinning discs. Okay, let's review. Our energetic diamond responsible for how well we manage stress includes the instinctual brain, which is the reptilian brain, the central nervous system, which includes both the sympathetic and parasympathetic systems, and the parasympathetic system is the one that we regenerate in, the adrenals, which are two little glands that sit just above waist level, a couple inches off the spine. These cute little glands look very much like acorns with hats, and they sit right on top of the kidneys. And the first and third chakras, which have to do with the first chakra is survival, and the third chakra, again, is all about will and being able to carry out our will on the planet. We have talked about some signs to identify whether or not you may have some adrenal challenges, and also some diagnostic and herbal options for supporting your good health. If your adrenals are pooped out, it means you don't get good rest. Without good rest, your body is functioning in survival mode rather than the ageless, vibrant flow. I feel the single most important thing you can do for your adrenal health is to clear them in meditation every single day, and to make pro-positive choices to leave stress behind whenever possible, and have relaxing times every day where the body is encouraged to drop back into a safe and blissful God state. And some of those ways to do that, I love to listen to gentle music. Say I'm under a deadline with work and I need to get work done. What I've been setting up for myself are beautiful triggers that actually cause the sense of peace, the nervous system to calm down. So I have a beautiful scent of grapefruit, pink grapefruit, in a aromatherapy diffuser right next to my computer. I play some beautiful music from the satellite radio, just really gentle new age kind of stuff or classical stuff. I keep my visual environment really beautiful. And also, it's really making choices on what you take in, that what you take in is gentle and easy for you. So visually, I can't stress enough, really a traumatic kind of film is very, very hard on the physical body. Chemicals are very, very hard on the physical body. So if you need to take medications and drugs, that will poop out the adrenals also, and smoking and alcohol and coffee. Coffee is a disaster. If your adrenals are pooped out, I recommend that you lay off the coffee. So these are some helpful ideas for you. We're going to be doing a meditation shortly to regenerate and reboot those adrenals. And if you do have some adrenal challenges, I recommend that you do this fairly regularly for a while. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens in this healing meditation be a blessing and benefit to all of us, in body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Amen.